This is Healthy Living with the Laws. Top tips on how to optimize your health, from what you eat and drink to how you live and think, with your hosts, Ben and Sarah Law.
Something that I always suggest, and I think is very, very important and super helpful, is find things that are true. If you don't believe that I have a beautiful body, you can most certainly believe that you're working on your way to having a body that you love and appreciate. So that too can be a really positive affirmation. Also, neutralizing the thoughts. So not everyone believes that they matter, but everyone most certainly believe and they can agree with the fact that they are matter. They're made up of matter.
Okay, so a massive welcome to the podcast, Naima. I'm so excited to have you here. And it's so nice to do a bit of role reversal. So for our listeners, I was actually interviewed on Naima's amazing podcast that she's been running. How long have you been running it for?
It's been 2.5 years now. So I'm really excited. We're coming up on 3 years in August and I am just overjoyed. And your episode was amazing. Like I had so much great feedback and so many girls were like, I'm so excited you interviewed her. She's so amazing. And
that's filled me up for the day. Thank you. I'm learning to take compliments. This is a hard thing. I think as women, we often kind of deflect compliments. I'm like, just learn to say thank you. So that's what I'm doing. I'm learning to say thank you. But yeah, it was lovely to be on the podcast. And I absolutely love your podcast. Like for our listeners, so Naima's podcast is mainly aimed at bikini competitors, but I actually believe it could be inspiring for any women to listen to because there's so many different stories that you get to hear about. And the journey as a bikini competitor is, you know, even if you're not ever looking to compete, can be inspiring in many different ways because the mindset and all the discipline, you know, parts of it can really help you in all aspects of life and in your own health journey, whether that be, you know, getting to the stage or just being a healthy, happy human, essentially. So your podcast, I know, is helping thousands of women really think about their body and themselves in a very different way. So thank you for doing that for the last 2.5, nearly 3 years, because I know that it, you know, it takes a lot of thought and a lot of effort and planning. And yeah, it's making a big difference for many women, as are you. So Naima, could you just tell us a little bit, or tell all the listeners a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how you came to being where you are in life with everything that you do? That's a big question.
Yeah. Okay. How do I make this kind of quick?
Don't go for it.
Up a little bit. You know, basically I've always been into health and fitness for as long as I can possibly remember. My mother loved running on Bayshore and I was very, very inspired by her. And my love for fitness really, really, really started to, I guess, become much deeper in high school when I went to my first bodybuilding show ever. And I had never seen so many people in a crowd, just so excited, you know, to watch people on stage. And at that very moment, I knew that I had to get on that stage. And I thought, you know, at first it was very, you know, a superficial thought of like, I'm going to be so popular and everybody's going to see me, you know, if I win. But, you know, I did do that show. And then I ended up doing another show in high school and winning the entire show. And when I went to college, I really fell in love with language and, international studies, but I really, really still had that passion and that urge to just come back and compete again. So I started competing. I got my pro card in 2017 and it was a very long journey. It took me 4 years to do it. Mm-hmm. But I finally did. And through that time, I had a lot of struggle. And I guess the struggle really came from thinking that, like, you know, once I get this pro card, everything, all my dreams are going to come true. Everything's going to be amazing. I'm going to be amazing. And that just wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. It really was just like, you know, I got to a specific part in my life. And now it's just a sense of keeping the flow going and continuing on the journey. There was really no destination. And I always thought that there was going to be some kind of destination. And I was all of a sudden going to fall in love with myself. And so was everybody else. And this was just going to be amazing type of thing. But it really didn't work out that way. But I'm really happy, because what ended up happening was I started to inspire a lot of people along my journey, as I shared, through health and fitness. And that to me just spoke wonders. And I didn't realize that I could be so impactful in that way by struggling, essentially, right? Because it was just all nothing but a big struggle. And after that, I decided to do a lot of deep diving, because of the fact that I had a couple of times in my life where I would consider depressed. I wasn't like clinically depressed, but I just felt really depressed because I had a huge identity. I felt like I lost my identity coming from stage and having like improvement seasons and stuff. And I had really had a hard time with that. So that's when I did a lot of deep diving. That's when my personal journey development started. And I started reading books, podcasts, following people that really, really inspired me during that time. And that was also when I realized that, you know, dieting is, or just even having a healthy lifestyle, because I like to call it a diet, because diet is simply what do you eat, right? That's basically it. Like what kind of regimen do you follow? That's kind of what I like to think of it. But this healthy lifestyle, I think, is very, very simple. You know, we're very, very knowledgeable. So it's not really the education aspect of it that we're missing at times. It's really just our mindset. And I started to realize, like, you know what, this is so mental for me. How can I learn more about my brain and how it works? How can I form a healthy relationship with food? And so I kind of went down that journey of doing that. And then I started to coach. And it was hard for me to coach because I didn't want to at first. I felt like health and nutrition was my baby. And I didn't know how I would feel if people didn't treat it as seriously as I did. And it was just such a weird, weird thing to think. But I think it was just a limiting belief that I just held so dearly to kind of stir me off that path, right? Mm. We all have weird limiting beliefs. But I quickly got over it. And I started coaching, and I started doing it in a different way. And I started implementing mindset and implementing tools and tactics to help you create a healthy relationship with food, so that you're not going through the same struggles that I did. Or so when you do go through the same struggles, because we're all so different, you have that there for you to kind of help you through that.
Amazing.
So that's what I'm doing right now.
Wow. So it's a bit like having your own little toolbox that you can dive into when you need to, if you're going through those moments, which we all do, don't we? I think on any journey, it's not always going to be plain sailing. And I think, like you said, people often just view the aspect of healthy living and weight loss as the physical parts of it. What do I eat and how do I train? But actually, some of the most crucial parts of it are the mental parts, aren't they? The, you know, the thought processes that we go through and what keeps us on track or what takes us off track. So with regards to that, tell us a little bit about some of the tools that you have in the toolbox that you help women with. So when a woman is starting working with you and they're going on a weight loss journey, whether that be a competitor or whether that be, you know, just a regular human who, like you said, wants to live in a really healthy body that they feel confident in, what are some of the first steps that you take with them to help them with their mindset to think slightly differently than they are, that might be? And also, actually, here's the question. What are some of the things that you see regularly that hold them back from actually doing what they need to do to lose weight?
Yes, I love this question so, so much. So for starters, one thing I feel that holds us back so much is just not understanding why we're doing it in the first place. And that belief not being strong enough for us. And, you know, usually we get going and then life just happens and we just lose all sight as to why we're doing it. And I feel like when you don't know why you're doing it, it's very easy to just kind of forget and just go back to the habit that you were doing before. And habits are so, so important too. And it's so interesting how we form a habit, because we are human beings and we run off of our subconscious mind and we run off of habits. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I like to do first off the bat is start implementing habits that are going to get them set up for success. So one of the habits that we do a daily journal entry, and it's a very quick one. I don't want anything to be too long, too hard, because I want you to be able to do it effortlessly, but I want it to help you gear you up for success. So simply what that looks like is setting your intention for the day. I really strongly believe that when you set the intention for the day, it really does align you on a path to achieving that. It's very similar to us as human beings. We're all made up of energy, and we are always vibrating on a specific frequency. So how can we make sure that we're continuously on that same frequency? Well, let's set an intention. Let's feel that intention. Let's feel the way. Let's get into our feelings for a minute and really feel, what does that look like in our bodies? How are we feeling when we are setting that intention for the day? Exactly what does that look like? Then we go on to writing down, just a little bit of things that we're grateful for. Because I do believe, you know, setting your day up with realizing how much abundance you have in your life is going to help you perceive life in a different way. And then daily rewards, writing down something that you are super excited about that you've achieved. And one thing that also sets us back, going back to your first question, is that we fail to recognize the things that we are doing right. And when we do something right often, we end up taking that for granted because it's easy for us after a while. We're like, this is easy. This shouldn't be rewarded. I'm always doing this. But something that used to be so hard, now so easy, doesn't mean that it's still not, you know, something you should be rewarding yourself for, because it is something that you're doing. So I definitely believe that that's super important. Another thing that we do too, because I think this one is so, so huge, other than just the daily aspect of that, is we do a manifestation exercise.
Yes. Speaking my language.
it's very similar to creating your own manifesto. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's just thinking of your higher self and exactly what is that person going to look like? What is she going to, and I'm thinking of me because I'm a female. So even if you're a male, you can definitely do this as well. But, you know, what does she think like? What does she dress like? How does she go throughout her day? You know, how does she treat others? How does she give love? How does she receive love? You know, what does that interaction look like for her? What is she thinking? What consumes her thought process? And so as you start, you know, coming up with your manifestation for who you want that person to be like, now you've kind of got the key, right? You're like, oh, this is simple. I just start becoming this person, and this is what's going to help me become this person. Yes. And so I love this, and I always encourage my girls that after we do this exercise, record it. Because when you record it, you can listen to it. And what that does is that's going to be a tool that you can use that's instantly going to change your state. So we're not always going to wake up happy, go lucky. You know, we want to, of course, and there are tools to help you do that as well. But, you know, realistically, you know, sometimes we're going to have a bad day, but sometimes we want to tap into that state. So when you record it, you're going to hear your voice. You're going to start remembering, right? Neural pathways, they're going to remember. And you're going to be like, wow, I had so much energy then. I was so passionate. Oh my gosh, I could totally do this. This is what I want. And that's a tool that I absolutely love. And any tool that I give to my clients, I'm also doing. So I know how impactful they are.
I love that. Everything you've said is absolute gold. And it's something that I talk about a lot with people who I coach in business, is talking about being the person you want to be before you are that person. The only way you become that person is by being that person now. And like you said, the feeling of what would I actually feel like, and how would I act, and how would I speak, and what would I do if I were that person? And I can see how that can relate so well to body image and weight loss, because it's that awareness, isn't it? It's like, if you were being that person who was healthy and, you know, felt fabulous and was full of energy, what would they be doing? They wouldn't be reaching for the biscuit tin every 2 minutes, and they wouldn't be slothing on the chair. You know, it's all those things, isn't it? That it's like, you just become that person, which is amazing. And the power of visualization, like, is something that hands down I wholeheartedly have experienced myself. I truly believe that's how I turned pro as a bikini athlete, because I visualized that moment every single day before going on stage. of what it would be like, how I would feel, how I would do my routine, and seeing myself actually gaining that pro card and feeling that feeling and seeing my husband in the audience, all those things, you know, were what I saw and felt. And that, I think that's the key, isn't it? You can't just see it, you have to feel it. Because when you feel it, it's the energy that you are kind of vibrating on that then brings it to you. So I think everything you've just said there, I absolutely love. And it's something that I'm so passionate about. And we actually have a new a Be Well members club. And in the morning, what we focus on with all of our clients is something very similar, where we lead them through meditation, we lead them through gratitude, visualization, get them moving, you know, all of those little things that might seem small and not really doing that much, but compounded, they really make a huge impact over time. And the rewards thing, love that. I've never really thought about it that way. I've always said about rewarding yourself, but when you said that about, you know, rewarding yourself for the things that you do every day that were once hard, I've never thought about that. And that's amazing. That's such a good thing to think about. Like you said, the habits that you've created that are now just normal habits once were, and so you should be rewarding yourself for them too. Love, love, love that. So I would love to talk to you a little about, a little bit if I could speak, about one technique that I've seen you talk about quite a lot on Instagram, which is tapping, an emotional freedom technique. So could you tell all of our listeners a little bit about what it is, if they don't know what it is, and how it can really help with maybe weight loss or weight management?
Yeah. So I want to say, for starters, I love that your group is doing that and you're implementing this, because again, this is something that I feel like needs to be implemented inside of the health community, and just seeing it blossoming is so amazing. I know that the people in your space are just oh so protected by you.
Yeah.
So I think that's amazing. And secondly, tapping, I absolutely love tapping. You know, it's an emotional freedom technique. And essentially what it's doing is that it's helping you balance negative energy and negative emotion. And how you're doing that is you are tapping on different points on your body that are essentially similar points to acupuncture. They're the same points of acupuncture. And what that is it's essentially balancing the energy, because energy is always flowing through us. And the subconscious mind knows very much well that negative energy in your body isn't good for it. So in order for it to allow that to flow, we tap on it. And one thing that we do when we do this technique is we don't necessarily focus on the positive part instantly. We want to always acknowledge the negative part of any emotion and become aware of what it is and how it's affecting us. And then once we're able to kind of acknowledge that, become aware, see how that feels in our body, and then slowly start to let that go, then we're able to tap on the positive parts or the positive energy and allow that energy to flow. So what I love about it and how you basically set it up is you would start to, let's say you have a negative emotion, like, and you did ask the question, how is this great for weight loss? So let's start there. Let's say you have a feeling of not feeling worthy, or let's say you have a feeling of not loving your body. Like, I don't love my body. Once you realize like that is the emotion or the state that you're in, you can basically start tapping to set that up on your target point. And I know we're in a podcast right now, so you probably can't see me, but essentially, yes, visualize exactly. Our minds are just so visual, but you're essentially starting that tapping point around your wrists. And you start that target by focusing on that one thing that you are struggling with or the negative emotion that you're having, and you follow that up with an affirmation. So even though I, you know, don't love my body, I deeply and truly love and accept myself. And you would repeat that 3 times, and then you would start to go through the meridian points. They are the top of your head, top of your eyebrow. They're the side of your eye, underneath your eye, right above your lip, underneath your lip, and then on right where your collarbone is and on the side of your body. And you would go through that sequence over and over and over again until your energy, your feeling about that negative emotion goes from, you know, 10 at its worst, which it probably isn't going to be a 10 because that's like devastating, of course, but you know, 8, wherever you're at, and you drop that down to a zero. Once you feel completely neutralized about that feeling, then you start tapping in negative, or then you start tapping in positive emotion.
Wow. I love that, because I think what we often do is we just try and think positively. So we kind of just try and ignore that little thought and we go, right, I'm just going to think positively, stop thinking negatively. And especially I think with affirmations, like I'm a big believer in affirmations, but sometimes you're just like, that's not how I'm feeling. So if you're saying to yourself, I'm beautiful, I love myself, and you're like, but I don't feel like that. It just, like, there's a massive disconnect, isn't there? So I absolutely love that. And I think that's so powerful. Obviously it's proven that it's so powerful to help shift those energies to then being able to move. I guess it's a bit like moving up the emotional scale, isn't it? In a way, it's like you're going from that kind of deep, dark side of the emotional scale, moving yourself slowly in kind of increments over to the other side of the emotional scale. And then eventually when you're over there, you can start picking it up. Is that a technique you use quite regularly with your clients?
We are just now starting to use it. So it is something we weren't using before. I'm actually in the process of finishing up my NLP certification. Wow. And I am just so, so, so overjoyed with that. So we will start implementing those techniques. And if you know anything about me, you know that I love to learn and I'm always constantly like learning new things. Yeah. And so more and more things just keep coming in and filling up my toolbox, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, that's it, isn't it? The more you learn, the more you're able to help, because you can use different things for different people depending on what their needs are. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? We're not all the same and we don't all respond the same, and we're all in different journeys on our, you know, on our personal development as well. So some people might be very open to certain techniques, and for other people it's so alien because it's something they've never done and they're quite close to it. You have to be in a certain place to allow things in. And I know for me, you know, if someone had said to me, God, 20 years ago about certain techniques that I now do, I'd have been like, shut up. Like, what are you talking about? You know, I was just so far away from where I am now that I wouldn't have been able to comprehend it. But as you go down that journey and you start to make those shifts, you're able to open up to more different things, which obviously for you is amazing because you've got all these different tools to help people in different levels of where they're at.
Yes. And you know, I love that you said that, because it really is like that. Everyone is so different and not everyone is going to receive it that way. And I have experienced that too with my clients. Some are, you know, they're all in different spectrums. So it's nice to be able to have that communication and then build that rapport so that you know what they might be comfortable with or where they're at in the moment. And something I wanted to touch on that you mentioned too was just affirmations. And I do believe that people do have a hard time with affirmations because they feel like it isn't true. So something that I always suggest, and I think is very, very important and super helpful, is find things that are true. If you don't believe that I have a beautiful body, you can most certainly believe that you're working on your way to having a body that you love and appreciate. So that too can be a really positive affirmation. Also, neutralizing the thoughts. So not everyone believes that they matter, but everyone most certainly believe, and they can agree with the fact that they are matter. They're made up of matter. You know, so, you know, or like they don't believe that they have a beautiful body, but they can believe I have a body. Mm. So sometimes neutralizing those thoughts can be so, so helpful when you're building up your affirmations.
That's a great way to think about it. I love that, because again, I think so many people just try and go straight to, I love myself, I'm beautiful. And it's just like, you just feel like you're lying to yourself. And that, you know, I understand that, you know, obviously we're creating new neural pathways and sometimes it takes time for those to kind of form. But also if you're just sitting there and you're saying something that you just don't believe, there's no feeling behind it, which makes it so much harder. Whereas when it's something that you go, okay, I can accept that. I can accept that maybe I don't love my body right now, but I'm working towards loving my body. I'm doing the steps necessary to start loving my body. And I think that makes you fall in love with the journey a little bit more as well, doesn't it? You know, actually thinking I'm doing something positive to help me get there, which makes you more inspired to want to do those things, like think about your diet, think about the exercise that you're doing from a positive manner, rather than just trying to fool yourself of, I love myself right now.
Absolutely.
And do you work with women mainly in a group or is it one-to-one coaching?
So right now it's one-to-one coaching. And I really, really love the one-to-one coaching because I don't know, I just love working with them on more of a personal setting. And eventually I would like to start doing some more groups, and I'm starting to kind of venture off and do some of that, like by setting up workshops and stuff and seeing how a group interaction and a group setting is going to be like. But yes, predominantly, yes, one-on-one.
Brilliant. And is that all online? So it can be people from all over.
Yes, all online via Zoom.
Good old Zoom. Don't we love Zoom?
Yes, good old Zoom.
Been a savior. Lockdown savior, Zoom.
Absolutely.
Amazing. And what are your future plans then? So with your business and where you're at, is there anything you'd like to do to take it to the next level? And with your personal life, your life in general? Because obviously being a pro bikini athlete, it's, you know, it's a big part of life too.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked this question. So I am so passionate about mindset that I have the idea, and this is something that I'm still formulating, but I would love to create a membership site for athletes, a mindset membership site for athletes, because I just want people to come somewhere where a safe place where they can, you know, do breath work, they can do, you know, hypnosis, they can do tapping, they can, go through like tools that they can use to help them stay focused, love their bodies, handle improvement seasons, handle, you know, the times where they don't feel like loved and all of these things. And so that's something that I'm working on, because I feel like I want something that is affordable, something easy for people to access, and something that doesn't take a lot of time from their day, so they don't set themselves up for like failure. I don't want them to think like, oh my gosh, this is so much, you know. I want it to be just a little dose of positivity in their lives every day that they can access.
That's so needed. Quite simply, like there's nothing like it right now out there for people to, you know, who are part of the competing world to have that. And I think that is so needed. That's amazing. I can't wait for that to be ready and launched. I can see it now. I can see it now. Amazing. Yeah. And so you mentioned breath work there. Tell me a little bit more about the breath work.
So, you know, I started breath work last year, and I love it. You know, I am, you know, I do it I think 5 times a week. I'm just so shocked by saying that, because like I said, sometimes when you start a new thing, oftentimes it's hard to stick, but for some reason, this breath work is just sticking. Yeah. And something that I notice is that it really, really, again, vibrations, I really feel like it elevates my frequency, and it really changes my state. And it really makes me feel more connected to my body. And you would think that breath work would be easy, but sometimes there are some breaths in there that are a little bit challenging. And when something is challenging, going back to those habits, when something is challenging, it's really hard for us to accomplish them. And why is it hard for us to accomplish them? Because we are so used to our habits, and it's because of how the brain works, right? Because the brain is like a computer. It likes to preserve energy, and it likes to do anything that's going to be easy. So anytime something is hard, it doesn't mean that we can't accomplish it. It just means that it has to work a little harder to make it happen. So whenever I'm doing the breath, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is hard. And you can see that, oh my goodness, like you almost want to stop breathing, but you know, you have your instructor there. So she's encouraging you to keep going. And my instructor, Stevie Wright, and I freaking love this woman. She's amazing. And she encourages you to keep going. And then you realize like, wow, even through breath work, I can be challenged and I can achieve great things through this. So it's nice because it gives you that win for the day, and it really just fills you up. I love it.
Amazing. Have you heard of Soma? So it's an online course that my husband Ben actually did. It's called Soma Breathwork, and I've done some of their kind of breathwork meditations, and it is amazing. And it makes you realize sometimes how much you don't fully breathe in, and like you said, the energy that can come through your body when you're doing these different breath techniques. Some of them I'm like, whoa, like that is insane. Like the energy that can shift just through breath is amazing. For anyone who's new to something like breathwork, what would your advice be if they wanted to kind of look into it or start something like breathwork?
Oh my goodness. I definitely think joining the Breathwork channel by Stevie Wright. Oh my goodness. I love her channel. It's so amazing because it's bite size. It's like 10 minutes, sometimes less. And, you know, she usually does like a little lesson at the beginning of it. So she gives you some words of encouragement and she focuses on different struggles. So if you have like a midday slump, or if you're, you know, wanting to access motivation or any of those things, I really do love that. And then hopefully, you know, by the end of the year, when my membership program comes out, you can join my channel and you can do breath work with me.
Amazing. It's all there, ready and waiting to go.
Yes. I recommend it because community is everything. And I love anything that has a community aspect to it, component to it. So yeah, definitely. Amazing.
And I wholeheartedly agree. I think this year has taught us so much about community and how important it is, like being in lockdowns and not seeing humans. I just don't think we've realized how important it is until this day. And like I for the first time yesterday managed to go for a walk with a friend because we've been in lockdown still. Until now in the UK, and we were actually allowed out to, you know, go for a walk with people yesterday. And I was just like,
wow,
oh my goodness. Like the feeling of just, you know, the gratitude for just being able to go for a walk with a friend and chat was something else that I just can't even comprehend. And I think, like you said, community is just, it's a basic human need. We need human connection. So I love what you're doing there. And I think it's going to bring so many people together who are wanting to move onto that part of their life and, you know, have a new experience and really learn to look after their bodies in the best possible way. So for someone who's starting out on, say, a weight loss journey, they are really at that point where they're like, do you know what? I've had enough. I'm not happy with where I'm at. What would your best advice be to them when starting out?
That's a really good question. My advice would be to figure first, you know, establish your why as to why you're doing it. Maybe your why isn't strong enough, but also do something different that you haven't done before. Try something new, because usually when we're doing something over and over again and we're expecting it to work, it probably just, again, it's not going to work. I would also recommend that you start to understand that, and this is kind of the unbeautiful part, the unsexy part of this whole journey, but people are successful because they fall in love with the mundane part of the struggle, right? Or the mundane part of getting them to where they want to be. So I think the part that isn't talked about a lot when it comes to forming a healthy you know, lifestyle is that you go to the gym, you eat, and sometimes it's not all that exciting. Sometimes it's very boring. Sometimes it's irritating. I think when you start to really embrace that this is what it is, and you can just continue to do it with the irritation, with all the negative emotion, and just kind of invite that in and be friends with it, you know, like, hey, irritation, come here, sit down with me. Let's just continue to go anyways. You know, when you start to bring in the negative emotion and just kind of be friends with it while you're on your journey and realize that, you know, this, I'm not going to always be so excited for this. I think that's when you start to really form that habit.
Yes.
And once you get that, once that's stored in your subconscious mind, you're no longer going to have to wake up and think, oh, what am I going to eat today? No, you will automatically gravitate towards those things because you have those things stored because you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
So yeah, love
that. That's so true. And it's realizing that to be successful in any part of your life, whether that be in your weight loss journey, whether that be in business, you have to do the mundane things that aren't fun every day. Like they might be fun for a week or two because it's new and exciting, but they become the boring everyday stuff, don't they? But you have to, like you said, invite it in and try and find the joy in what you're doing at the same time. I love that because I think that's why people quit. I think that's why people quit, because they get bored and they're like, oh, this isn't fun anymore. It's not always going to be fun.
No, it isn't.
But like you said, when you form those habits, everything changes. The funny thing is, after my last competition, we went out for a curry, and I had chicken and rice, and I was literally like, this is what I've eaten for the last year of my life. And literally my post-show meal, I've eaten chicken and rice, but it was really tasty. But it's just because it's, you know, part of my life now. It just feels normal to choose things like that. So I love that. Final couple of questions for you. I know you are an avid reader of personal development books like myself. If you could recommend one book, what would you recommend?
Oh, that's so tough. You put me on the spot.
I know, it's really hard.
For weight loss, like if someone's struggling for weight loss or.
Yeah, let's go with that. So yeah, if someone's in a kind of mindset funk with regards to losing weight, yeah, a great book that would help them.
Oh, I feel like I need to open up my thing. So Janine Roth is amazing. So if you are someone who is looking for a good book to read, When Food is Love by Janine Roth is really, really good. Any of the books that she has is going to be absolutely amazing. She has taught me so much when it comes to why it is, why we're doing the things that we're doing, why we feel the way that we feel, and more so around eating. So why are we eating mindlessly? You know, why can't we stay on track? And you know, what are the things that we're thinking and why are these things happening? And how can we kind of change these things and how to instill like really healthy habits to change these things? And she really shed some light on that. And I really appreciate her for that. So I really highly recommend you starting there. She's been around for years. So, and she even does some really great meditations as well.
Amazing.
Because she also realizes that it's a mindset thing. Mm. So I recommend that.
Brilliant. Thank you. I've not read that. So that's going right on the list now and perfect for me to be able to recommend to my clients as well. So thank you so much. And then final question for you is, do you have a quote that is one that you kind of live by that just resonates with you?
Yes. That's so funny you asked that because I asked that on my podcast. So I'm always excited. I'm like, yes, ask me one. So, you know, honestly, I've heard so many quotes that I absolutely love, but this one just, it's so cliche. And I feel like you've heard it a lot, but it just makes so much sense. And it's just, you know, be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
You know? You have to be it. If you want change, you have to be the change.
Yeah.
And I live by that.
Amazing. So true. You can't just expect things to change if you're not being the change and not willing to change. I'm actually rereading at the moment, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And she talks so much about that, like doing mirror work and saying to yourself, I am willing to change. And it's so interesting, the kind of resistance that sometimes comes up when you say these things and you look at at yourself in the eyes, and even saying things like, I love myself, and looking at yourself is sometimes like, whoa, but makes you feel a bit awkward. But it's so interesting when you start doing things like that. I love that. So for everyone listening, how can they find out more about everything that you do, Naima? Where can they find you? Where's the best places to reach you? Obviously, the Bikini Diaries podcast is amazing. So everyone make sure that you go and listen to the Bikini Diaries podcast to be totally inspired by an array of different women. But where else can they find you?
Definitely. So you can just find me on Instagram. That's where I love to hang out. So Naima Fit, NAIYMAFIT.
Fabulous. I will put all links below the podcast as well for all of our listeners to be able to come and find out all about you and everything that you're doing, because I know that they will be so inspired by your work. And I know that many of them will be reaching out to you for some support as well. So thank you so much for being the ray of light that you absolutely are. You're just an incredible soul. And I've loved connecting with you over the last few months and really getting to know more about you. And I'm just excited about the membership site and everything that you're doing, because I just think it's so needed. And I always say to people, you can't live in a healthy body with an unhealthy mind. And you are doing everything to help people have this, you know, connection between the healthy mind and the healthy body, which is vital. So thank you so much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure being here with you. And yeah, everyone, please go listen to the podcast, connect with Naima, and we hope you've enjoyed this episode. So thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.